You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Dr. Mary Linda Serra, and she is the founder of the Center for Relationship Therapy out of Reston, Virginia. And today we are going to be talking with Dr. Serra all about the wonderful things that she's doing to help folks who are struggling in their relationship. Having been a victim of this myself, I can say that relationship therapy is hugely beneficial. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome Dr. Serra to the show and find out what she's doing to help these folks. So without any further ado, Dr. Mary Linda Serra, welcome.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, Dr. Serra. I, for one, of course, am super thrilled to have you on the show. Now, I figured a good place for us to kind of start off, do you deal with, is it couples therapy? I know you deal a little bit with sex addiction, PTSD, sexual issues, I guess like abuse, things like that. But from my perspective, I just sort of like to know, what do you see more prevalently coming through your doors? What would you say is the biggest issue you see coming through your doors?
Well, I think the first issue that I see is pornography addiction and how that impacts relationships.
Right.
And it requires a two-pronged approach. And one is to work towards decreasing the use of pornography. And then the second part is to help the couple reunite and bring a healthy sexual relationship back into the marriage or the partnership.
Now, Dr. Serra, in your professional opinion, when it comes to pornography, is there any sort of healthy amount of pornography that one should consume, or do the issues really come up when it sort of runs rampant and folks find themselves like, that's all they think about, it's pornography. And they almost, in a sense, look forward to that better than they do sexual relations with their own wife or their girlfriend?
I would say that you phrased the question correctly. What happens, or how we define an addiction, is when the person finds that they can't stop, when the usage increases, and when it has consequences in their life. And simultaneously, what I see is that the sexual relationship between the husband and the wife or the partners deteriorates. And that's a consequence of looking at too much porn. There is some use of pornography, or actually we would call it on the other side, erotic material,
right,
that can be helpful to a couple.
In your practice, when you deal with folks who are suffering from, whether it be sex addiction or some other form of relationship issue, do you find that if folks seek out a therapist like yourself, Dr. Mary Linda Serra, can some of these issues be resolved, or does something like sex addiction, could it mean the end of a relationship?
Well, actually, what happens with sex addiction is that if both people get help, typically a marriage can be saved. I think the statistic is about 75% based on research. On the other hand, if one or the other person doesn't get treatment, then what happens is the relationship typically winds up in divorce. I also think that what happens, the other problem that I do see coming through the door is low desire relationships.
Right.
And I do think that those are also sometimes issues that cannot be resolved. And in some cases, that winds up with the couple terminating the relationship by divorce or separation.
Now, Dr. Serra, when you say low desires, is that of the sexual variety? Does one individual have a little bit more sex drive than the other?
Actually, yes. I originally started my training with Masters and Johnson, And the way that they would describe it would be that one partner is significantly lower. Most people have some discrepancy in desire. Even at its simplest level, it can be timing. I'm interested in the morning. You're interested at night.
Right.
But in its more problematic side, what you see is somebody who's interested, let's say, twice a week, and the other person is interested once a month. And depending on the age of the people in the coupleship, that can be a real problem.
Now, that brings up an interesting question, Dr. Sarah. And if I could pose this to you, what do you think, or at least couples coming in for this sort of issue, is there any sort of normal, I mean, I imagine it's different for every couple, every individual, but is there a healthy amount of sex that couples should be having on a weekly, monthly basis?
Well, there's some research that categorizes couples by age group.
Right.
And you can see some normative data, but a lot of it depends on the couple. For example, if both people get home at 7 o'clock at night, and then they're really tired, and there are kids to be fed, and homework to be done, and the first time they look at each other is at 10 o'clock, even if they're in their 20s or early 30s, both of them may be so tired and emotionally drained that saying, you know, a couple in that age group usually is having sex twice a week or three times a week leads people to feel like they're sort of abnormal. And part of what happens in my office is the opportunity for me to get a good picture of what's going on in their relationship and see if there are ways that more time can be carved out for the relationship so that whether they use it for sex or just some other form of intimacy, that they have time to do that and keep it developed.
Wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Dr. Mary Linda Sarah, who is the founder of the Center for Relationship Therapy out of Reston, Virginia. And she deals with a whole slew of relationship issues and also sex addiction. So Dr. Mary Linda Sarah, I got to say thank you so much for coming on the show today and really talking deep about relationships, relationship issues. And hopefully we've educated the audience on how they can help correct these issues. Or at the very least, if you feel like you're going through something like this, contact a therapist such as Dr. Mary Linda Sarah in Reston, Virginia. Dr. Sarah, thank you again, and we wish you the very best of luck going forward.
Thank you for having me, John.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.